I just want to say thank you, first and foremost, on behalf of the Dirty Street Confessions team. We've been putting out 2 episodes a week, and although it's a lot of fun to record, it's also a lot of work. So as a team, we decided to move over 1 episode a week to the Patreon. So if you want to get 2 episodes a week, sign up to the Medium Dirty tier, and you'll get 1 exclusive episode that nobody else gets to see every week. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
How's everybody feeling today? Everybody
good? I'm blessed and highly favored.
Yes, yes.
All right. We got another special episode of the Dirty Street Confessions podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Got a special guest in the building. Would you like to introduce yourself?
What up, guys? My name is Maya, and I'm from the trenches.
Really? Your name is Maya for real?
You're asking me if Maya's my name, not if I'm really from the trenches?
No. Oh, my bad. You're right.
Am I close enough?
No, you're straight.
You keep wanting it to be closer.
Nah,
what are you pretending?
So that way you don't gotta...
Don't let me start.
You gotta look at my outfit a little too hard.
Well, as a good manager, I'll be the first person to inform you that he has an OnlyFans.
Yay! Congratulations.
Did he tell you?
Why would he tell me? Yo, you want me to subscribe?
Please.
How much? $20. How much to subscribe?
$20.
$20 to see your dick? How big is it?
You wanna see it now?
No, you need to. pull it out right now. No, just pull it out.
Right now, yeah. Price.
Everybody close their eyes.
We could put a thing up, like a block.
Is it worth looking at?
I believe so.
What's worth looking at? You was on the same page.
What's worth looking at?
It got to be like so big that I'm like, what the fuck? Is that real? That ain't you. If it don't look like that, then goodbye.
Oh, so you like really big dicks?
No. I'm saying for me to pay to see a dick, it got to be some special shit. It can't just be like any regular dick.
You got to take care of it. What if it got like a tattoo on it or something? That's not
I'm
special.
I'm looking at that.
There you go.
What kind of tattoo? My name?
I didn't get there yet. Don't worry.
What if a nigga gets your portrait on his dick?
On his dick?
You paying more than us.
He must not love his dick, then I'm not gonna love it either. I only respect men that really love their dick enough to not fuck like certain type of bitches. But if a man's gonna get a whole tattoo on his dick, you don't love yourself.
I agree.
Like, bro, how whack is your dick that you gotta get a tattoo on it to get bitches to look at you?
This is true.
Okay.
Think about it.
Y'all know of any like tattoo removal spots?
No, I told you. See, another person right got my name.
Any of those tattoos.
No, I put the tattoo on the dick. I'm not taking
it. No.
That's a fool.
Yo, that's
Lenny,
a fool.
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'm sorry, but I'm gonna ask the question anyway.
Are we starting over?
And we're back.
Am I getting kicked out of it?
Not yet.
For $5,000, Danny, would you tattoo a dick?
$5,000. If it's not complicated, if it's like a word, $5,000 is fine.
But you gotta hold the dick.
That's fine.
Damn.
That means you gotta be a little hard.
I'm just gonna be upset.
Are you a tattoo artist? You're a tattoo artist?
Yeah.
Oh,
if the guy seems to be enjoying it, then it's probably going to upset me. But otherwise, I'm not going to.
Yeah, that's the context.
It's not going to do nothing to me.
Okay. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
I'm going to be the same person after that, but just with an extra $5,000 in my pocket.
I'm going to have to pass.
Yeah?
Yeah, man.
Up the price for you?
No.
That's what it had to be.
I already said I'd do it for
$5,000. No, $10,000, but it's some complicated shit. Like, you're going to have to really
hold it for a while.
Like a
ball. Crazy.
It's a portrait of me doing this.
So it's gonna be like we gotta bring that up to like $13,000.
Wow, why 13? That's a very specific number.
10 wasn't enough.
Who you owe money to? That's like such a specific.
Why does everybody say that?
That's funny.
For real.
It's actually $13,943 that I would need.
Exactly.
Damn, okay, no one's paying that. I'll do it for free. Anyone wants their dick tattooed, bro, I will tattoo my name for free.
We should do an event where I bring my equipment and you just tattoo dicks.
But who are you bringing for me to tattoo? Like, whose dick are you bringing?
They're paying. It doesn't matter.
It matters.
Invisible ink.
Get this money.
Nah, because then for the rest of his life, he's going to say, damn, only see my dick. So got to be someone not to, can't be someone who's a loser completely. Mm. A little bit.
Halfway loser?
So you don't. Loser? I got a question for you.
Okay.
Would you ever do race play?
What the fuck is that?
It's like, what if, like, say we were fucking, right? And I asked you, like, to call me nigga while we fuck.
Bro, I literally had a guy ask me this.
Word.
I said no.
Word. Damn.
He said, no, but I'm giving you permission. I'm like, bro, I don't care if God comes down right now and says I'm giving you permission. I'm not saying it. Like, I'm okay not saying that. All
right.
I think that's weird. Like, even to call me a white bitch. Like, if you fucking me, you're like, yeah, you fucking white bitch. I'm like, I thought I was wifey. I thought you cared about me. Like, I don't know. It's like, I like it, but at the same time, it's like, don't overdo it. Don't be like, yeah, you fucking slut. It's like,
slut is cool.
That's cool.
Depends on what I'm doing. Am I doing something slutty? Like,
it's sex.
Yeah, and not if we're making love and you're like missionary and you tell me, yeah, you fucking slut.
That's crazy.
I do that.
Missionary, you're like, yo, you fucking
that's only
slut.
Okay if you're in a year relationship.
That is
and she's
funny.
Cheated on you at least once. Then it's okay.
Oh, okay. Then if you like, you get it back.
So she had to cheat on you.
I mean, she's gonna cheat on you anyway.
Okay. Word.
Just in case. No, I don't cheat. Oh. But I date crazy people who would murder me. That's why.
Wow.
Oh. So I can't cheat. But
like real life?
Yes. So, no, what, in my skits?
So you never cheated before?
Shit. What?
You never cheated?
No.
She would get killed.
Cap.
She wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I mean, I did maybe once when I have maybe my first boyfriend, I kissed somebody else and he called me a fucking whore for kissing someone else. But I never even had sex with this person. So the person I cheated on them with, I ended up with for 10 years.
Oh. Yeah.
Cause fuck you.
Because he called you a whore. Yeah. He's like, I'm approved that this wasn't a fling.
I'm approved that I'm not. And I was wifey for 10 years. And I'm like, damn, I should have just been a whore.
That was a waste. Is there like a jumping jack section on OnlyFans? Like where you can just see titties bouncing if the girls want to see nigga jumping jacks?
Yeah, damn homie, cleaning. 11 on OnlyFans.
You doing jumping jacks?
I'll be naked in the gym doing jumping jacks.
How much is it to subscribe?
To me, it's 30. But then some people, okay, everybody runs it differently. Some people you pay to enter and then everything's free. Some people you enter for free and then you pay for every content. For me, you pay for every little thing. You're paying for breathing next to my OnlyFans. You pay to enter and you pay per video.
Oh, shit.
And if you're trying to let's say you want like a 5-minute video, 200 a minute. Hey. And depending on what you're asking, if it's some crazy shit, it's 500 a minute.
What if a nigga want you to spread your ass, like you show your asshole? How much is that going for?
1,000 a minute. And they pay.
Yeah, I need to.
This is personalized? Like, it's that's only going to that one person at that rate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure all their homeboys seen it.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Would you say you got a nice asshole?
I think my asshole's beautiful because I never fucked with her. Literally. It's like it's not there.
You have
it. It has to be.
Like
I love it. Sometimes I look at him like, wow, you're wonderful. Like you're not brown. Like you're just like perfect.
Don't hate on the brown asshole.
I will hate on it because every time I watch porn and I see a brown asshole, I get turned off.
Yeah.
By the way, you guys can't tell, but we're literally sweating. It's a sauna in here.
Yeah, you see me doing this?
It's not because I'm a cokehead.
It's okay.
It's not because I'm a cokehead. It's because I'm sweating.
I'm not a cokehead either in the past 40 episodes. Okay. Because I sweat every episode and they think something's wrong with me. But you said coke, so they take the coke off of me. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, how'd that song go?
What?
I forgot.
Go ahead, Danny.
Go ahead.
Nah, you go ahead.
So the jumping jack videos, how much do those go for?
For who? For you?
No, I mean like my price.
1,000 a minute.
Damn.
It's the best video you'll ever see in your life.
It's just jumping jacks. I can like you know about the
people
AI.
People pay for it.
That's... I will just create that shit in AI. You know, you heard of Batty Hunt?
Let me buy my piece here. I'll just take that and sell it. Give a fuck.
True.
The fuck. Yeah. Bro, first of all, when OnlyFans first started, this would like a lot of girls would do. They would just find someone that looks similar to them and just post that.
You find another white bitch
and you're like, oh, that pussy looks like it could be mine.
But
I will purposely pick bitches who had the same skin tone as me, but it's like, but this is like when it first started, and it was like, oh, I'm gonna get sued. Never mind. Next question.
Let's get sued.
Basically, but the pussy, what I did was I made sure the pussy looked nothing like mine. So in case somebody go like, oh, this bitch showing her pussy. I'm like, no, I'm not. It ain't mine.
Look at this.
But then I'm like, oh, I'm going to get sued by this porn star. So I'm like, oh,
you're
never
gonna
mind.
You're going to be in court like, yo, look.
No, it wasn't me. It was a regular bitch who let me take a photo and she like allowed me to, but don't ask why. And then after that, I'm like, bro, who cares? My pussy's beautiful. And I started showing it and yeah.
Is it shaved or?
Yeah, it's lasered actually.
Lasered?
What?
Yeah.
So it's like bald.
I shave it on laser. So I'm like two sessions away from never having to shave again.
Mm. In your life?
Yep.
Oh, what constitutes a beautiful pussy?
Mine.
Is it like one of those pussies that like the roast beef?
Hey, roast beef
it's literally small. It looks like a virgin pussy. So every guy that's ever fucked with me said, are you a virgin? And I'm like, no, I'm fucking.
So it's just a slit?
Pretty much.
No flap.
Okay. No. Mm.
Y'all fuck with flap pussy? Flat pussy?
You said flat or flaps? Flap.
Like, flaps. Why you gotta do that?
Oh, yeah,
that's
no.
What the lips do.
That's like the rooster and shit.
Nah,
I don't fuck with that shit.
If it's like, if nothing's going on and the flaps is just out, that's not my vibe.
What would be going on? Why are the flaps out if nothing's going
sometimes
on?
Sometimes that's
some
how
shit better be.
Like, the dick bring out the flap?
What would make you not like fuck a bitch? Like, how bad her pussy gotta look?
Stink?
Not sometimes.
Oh, look, stink? Look.
Oh, okay. It doesn't stink. How it gotta is. Look for you to say, never mind, bitch?
Like roast beef.
I think but what if it's good?
If the lips is like hanging
close
like,
your eyes. Yeah.
If the lips look like two sets of ears, like hanging out that much, that's too far.
Really? You seen that?
No, I've seen it on porn.
Last time you were about to fuck a bitch, but you said no. I want to hear from everybody. What happened? You were about to fuck and you changed your mind, not her.
Oh, I never.
You never changed your mind?
Yeah. Yes.
I always fuck these bitches.
You.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Skip.
You.
She told me she had genital herpes, and I decided not to continue.
At least she told you.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot of bitches would just be quiet and not tell you shit.
Yep.
Did you? So you didn't?
You said the last time you didn't fuck somebody.
Oh, my bad. Okay, you.
Yeah, the pussy. The pussy was stinking.
So wow, I did a finger
check. Yeah, I did a finger check.
What was your excuse?
Yeah, my mom's calling me.
Was
that
she?
Was it. No, she was not.
Why would your mom be calling you at fucking pussy hours?
Listen, I had to make
I'd be
up.
Like, wait, your mom's calling you at 11 at night?
Nah,
go.
Damn right.
This was at 9 at night, by
if
the
your
way.
Pussy stink, yes, she's calling.
Your mother, why is your mother calling you at 9 at night?
Because her pussy stink.
Mothers have intuition.
I wish my father had better intuition. Next time I'm about to fuck a loser, please call me.
Yeah.
I don't care what time it is, bro. If you're in Russia, call me. If it's 4 a.m., call me.
You're Russian?
Yes. I'm from Moscow. Shit. I was born there. And I still have a Russian passport and an American one.
Fire.
So I have a dual citizenship, which is fucked in a way because I want to move to Canada, but they're not going to give me a third passport. I don't think you could be a citizen.
You'd have to give one up.
I'm not giving shit up because if I murder my husband, I got to be able to get on the plane to Russia and be out. They will never extradite me.
She said if, not when.
I need like the 97 bombs or
something. The BRICS Alliance is for Russia?
The R and what?
No, there's like a BRICS alliance now.
Oh, yeah, that has a line.
That's Russia?
Yes. Well, I hope you're not confusing it with the Albanian flag.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
And I'll never fuck or say anything wrong about Albanians. Them
niggas
is crazy.
Niggas gangster.
Yeah. My ex is 10 years Albanian.
Yeah, cool. Really? Yeah, he would definitely. Yeah.
And all her exes were Mercedes. Mercedes so
facts.
Did he have a Mercedes?
Yeah.
Mostly. No, we took the train. But we were 16, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
10 years. Okay.
Yeah.
You're from New York, right?
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn.
So you you said you was from the trenches. I feel like you know what goes on with the black uptowns.
Yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready to smack somebody right now. Try me.
You gotta show them.
Can we see them?
Show them.
That's the trench flag.
Stomp your face in there. Try calling my man. Try DMing him.
That's the trench flag right there.
You be beating bitches up?
Do I beat bitches up? I mean, I've never lost a fight.
Okay.
Even against men, I've never lost a fight.
How you lose a fight against men?
Well, I didn't say I won it either. Neither one of us won that day. We both lost. Well,
technically, the man never wins in a fight against a woman.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, women don't win either because we shouldn't be putting hands on them regardless.
Amen.
Because then you're asking to get smacked.
I will never smack you guys, okay?
This is a smack-free podcast.
I feel like, bro, don't put your hands on them. I don't care what they do. Man, if a man cheats on you, leave. Goodbye.
Right, people don't hit people.
That's period. If a bitch sucks your man's dick, though, you better smack her to remind her. Like, bro, that's what, go ahead.
Is that different from fucking? Like, is sucking the dick more disrespectful?
to me, if my man cheats on me, I'd rather, I would have no problem. Get your dick sucked.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that, bro. Because it's like, what is she? Like you sucking his dick? Wow, congratulations. Like, how was that? Like, cool. But if he eats her out, it's over. I'm never speaking to you. That's crazy.
Okay.
Why would you do that?
How would you know?
She would tell me. Right. So, because this is what I do. If a bitch ever calls me on some like, yo, I'm fucking your man, I don't start arguing like, yo, fuck you, bitch. Like, well, have my pussy taste out of my, I don't do that. I befriend them. I'm literally like, oh, word. All right, let me see a picture. She sent me a picture. I'm like, oh, you bad. So what's up? Tell me what happened. And they tell me everything. It's like, bro, it's not their fault. Sometimes a man just don't tell him he got a girl. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I really don't care if my man cheats. I told him straight up, you could do whatever you want, but don't lie about it. The minute you fucking go out and you lie about where you at, then it's cheating. If you just be honest and say, yeah, I fucked another bitch, I don't give a fuck. It's going to happen anyway. Do it.
I got a question for you specifically. If your man ends up in a problem with another man, right?
That he's sounds like, specific for her.
Yeah. And he's like, babe.
He's going through currently.
Like, babe, I want to get back at him. I want to fuck his bitch.
Go ahead.
That's gangster.
Make sure she don't see your dick's trash, though, because that's embarrassing for me. You better go hard, then.
Okay. So she can squirt?
Who?
The enemy bitch.
Can she twerk?
Squirt.
In his mouth? No.
No. He fucks her till she squirts.
Go ahead. I hope she does.
All right, cool.
I hope you do.
That represents her.
You hear that, ladies?
Yeah, because if you're trash, then everyone's going to make fun of me, and then I have to break up with you, and I don't want to.
So if you cheat, you got to give out good dick because you represent your lady.
I actually have a homeboy that every time I have an enemy, I'm like, yo,
what's
can
the
you?
Logic?
J.O.
Oh, yeah.
He knows my bro, J.O. Jerusalem. He's having an art show right now. Fucking,
he fucks all your enemies.
So one time I had an enemy. Oh my god, this bitch from Brooklyn, you dumb fucking slut.
Right.
I told him, yo, can you fuck her for me? Yo, he fucked her and then treated her like shit afterwards. And she was like texting him paragraphs. I was like, yes, I fucking love you. So I owe him a favor till this day.
So you gotta fuck somebody.
No, I'm not doing, I don't, my pussy's too good to be doing that. Like, no way. My, unless I'm in love, I'm not doing that.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
If you were an STD, which one would you be?
I'd definitely be the one that never goes away because I don't stop. I would be AIDS because I don't go away. You never get rid of me, bro. If we dated, you're never going to not be able to call me. You're going to keep calling me. I'm going to keep shitting on you and it's gonna keep going to keep going.
All right.
The world keeps going round and round.
That's how it usually goes. Like people
my
can't
makeup's
get over
artist, like, yo, so, fix yourself, girl.
Yeah, mine too.
So syphilis is definitely.
Syphilis just sounds nasty as hell.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I'd rather somebody not give me syphilis, please.
Than AIDS?
If you give me AIDS, I'm... Oh, my God.
You got to take the syphilis.
Bro, if you give me AIDS, then I'm calling my ex from Canada, and I'm going to say, hey,
Albanian
babe.
Albanian nigga?
No, he's not Albanian.
Wait. Start over.
And I'll say, hey, babe, what are you up to? You want a link?
Everybody, this is all for comedy purposes.
I was never. Just know if I ever call you, don't pick up. Refrain from temptation. I promise you, don't do it.
Okay.
But I probably would not.
Damn.
Yeah. Depends on my mood.
Imagine if bitches do that, bro. You AIDS, spin the block.
So I gotta stop picking up phone calls.
Yo, man.
All right, cool. I could do that. I could be the initiator for the rest of my life.
Just don't pick up.
Wait. We're still talking about AIDS? What happened?
No, I'm saying you just let me know to not pick up any phone calls inquiring for sex.
So well, hopefully, and I know for a fact he watches all my interviews, so I don't want to hear it later. Like, I just don't. Don't call me.
Yeah, don't call
him,
man.
Don't complain. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I love the fit.
Thank you.
The fit is fire.
Yeah. Like, I literally just painted myself in the bathroom because it's so hot in here. I'm like, I had a really, really cute outfit and I couldn't even wear it because it was long sleeve. I'm like, bro, if I wear that, you're going to literally.
Nah, this is a good outfit.
I match you.
Oh, shit. Look at that.
Good shit. I wasn't even trying. I'm
just so happy somebody somebody else is here to feel the heat and let people know that it's actually hot.
Oh, is this all the time?
Yeah. I be sweating.
Like, hi, bring something like.
Bring an air conditioner.
Don't wear a hoodie. What if I wear a hoodie?
I wear hoodies all the time here.
In here? Are you trying to lose weight?
I am, actually.
Like one of those
I'm not. I'm trying to gain weight, goddammit.
All right, cool.
Cool to sweat.
You're cool as fuck. How you wearing a Chanel jacket? That's like, how you got my mom's jacket over there? He's too fly.
If we had to ask you, what type of porn that you watch, what would you say?
Girl and girl only. I don't really like guys on my shit because, bro, if your dick looks weird, it's like, I can't even focus. And if the bitch, same thing. If you if it's two bitches, one of them got saggy titties, I can't do it. I'm sorry.
Word.
What's a weird dick?
Curved?
Curved is cool.
Yeah,
I don't care straight. If it's uncircumcised. It don't got to be humongous. Just don't. It's like some dicks are just weird.
It's a shape.
Okay, I don't mind if it's circumcised, but be like, you know when it's big enough to where it's not circumcised, but you could still like see that there's a head? Damn. Some people don't have a head at all. Don't be that guy.
because there's
so much skin?
Too much skin. Yeah, don't have too much skin.
Like a turtle.
You gotta poke out somewhere.
Yeah, I wanna see the head, but bro, that's the important part of porn.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's like the nipple for men.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I wanna see the head. I don't wanna see fucking skin and nothing else. Facts. And don't be too hairy. Like trim it down a little. But in real life, I like hairy. But in porn, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, girl on girl mostly.
What was it like the first time you ate ass?
I never ate ass. Are you crazy? Bro, if I ate ass, I wouldn't be able to talk the shit I talk. Yeah. You know how many guys
I would not.
You
would talk extra shit.
I talk shit because ain't nothing you could say to me, bro. You ate my ass. I would never go near your fucking ass, you nasty piece of shit.
You'll be able to literally talk shit.
She knows her ex is listening.
That's her ex in Canada.
Yeah. Nice.
No, but the thing is, I've never ate ass, not only because I'm disgusted by it. Like, why would you eat a man's ass? Y'all get shit stains on your fucking boxers.
Not me.
Not me.
Well, of course you're going
to
say that.
Yeah, they got a TikTok that lets you know how to take care of it.
You?
You think I got shit stains? Yo, that's crazy. I got wipes in my
room. I'm a fan, but I'm sorry.
You him?
I'm such a fan, but I'm sorry. You definitely have shit stains.
Damn.
I love you, though.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact. He doesn't wear underwear.
Wow, so your pants are even better.
Danny, you were supposed to point that out.
No, mine.
Yeah.
I actually got on underwear today.
Listen, man. Listen.
Why do you have baby wipes, though?
No, I use wipes. I don't.
You don't use more.
You don't use wipes? Mm.
First of all, I wash my pussy every time I piss. Every time.
Okay. But what about when you take a shit?
I take a shower.
You take a shower every time you shit?
Every time. I take 4 showers a day. What are you talking about? I live in Miami. And when I lived in New York, I took 3 showers a day, at least. You wake up, you shower before you hit the gym. Because I'm not trying to sweat your fucking perfume right next to me. Like, that's disgusting when people put on, like, a pound of perfume and then run on the treadmill next to you. I don't fucking turn your treadmill off.
So then you wake up, you go to the gym.
The gym, you should shower. Like, a quick little shower. Then after the gym, you got to shower. Then if I go to the pool, I shower again. I'm not going to the fucking pool after the gym with no shower. And then if I go out at night, I'm showering. Before I get into bed, I'm showering. If I even go outside for 5 minutes to do any read, I'm taking a shower when I get home.
So, how many shits are you taking a day?
Two
shits.
Oh, wait, women don't do that. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I don't do that.
No, I
shit glitter.
So, you don't
have
the shit glitter is crazy.
The shower.
So, you don't have wipes in your bathroom?
I have wipes.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
For the males. Let's say you come over. I have wipes, so you know to use them.
Oh, so the wipes are not for you?
No, they're for me too.
Because you say you take a shower every time you shit.
No, I'm saying I only have wipes. Let's say I go somewhere and I can't. Like, you're in a stall. You can't, like, physically go and wash your pussy in the sink.
Portable.
I'm using then I'm using a wipe. But if I have a sink, I'm using the sink. Okay. Yeah.
As a man.
You wash your pussy in the sink?
Yes. After I piss every time.
I was afraid that the shower ratio was going to sound like bullshit, but you made it all make sense.
Thank you. Do you believe me?
Yeah, I believe
you. I'm going to take a shower right after I leave here. Look at me right now. I'm fucking dying.
As a man.
I don't believe you. But.
You don't believe me? Bro, I've heard a lot of people say, I wasn't with you for your personality. Let's just say that.
I was with you because you showered?
Yes. Yo, bro, the men I've dated care about shit like that.
They care about
cleanliness.
Hygiene is a big thing.
They care a little more than you. They wear underwear.
How do you know?
Because you don't wear underwear, you shit yourself.
You shit yourself.
What the fuck? Nigga shit himself is crazy. The last time I shit myself, I was sick. I was sick, bro. I was sick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a piece of shit. I'm going to hell.
That shit happened to me one time.
Shitting yourself?
I thought it was, sharded. My stomach was fucked up. I thought I could pass some gas. I had the confidence. I passed the gas. That shit, a little bit came out. Rushed home. It barely caught my drawers, but it was
when I wiped it, it was
messy. And
that was right on me. It's all good, though.
Yo, I swear.
You know what?
Yo, She's calling my nigga. I'm gonna say my prayers tonight.
We wrap that story up. There was 3 years straight where I would not fart if I wasn't on the toilet. I didn't have the confidence to
after
fart.
After that, wait, where were you when you shit yourself?
I don't remember, but I know after I sharted, I was scared to fart. Without, I thought I was gonna shit on myself.
If I shit myself, I'd never forget where I was. I'd be like, yo, it was 3 o'clock. Yeah. I was downtown at Starbucks, and I cried after.
All I know is I wasn't far from home. That's all I remember. I wasn't far from home.
As a man, right? Are you supposed to use a wipe on your dick at any point?
I wipe my dick after I pee. At home.
What?
Yeah, I don't believe you.
I swear you wipe your dick with wipes?
I said I take 15 showers a day.
I swear to God, I wipe my dick after I pee.
That's normal. Get the fuck out of here, man.
You are supposed to.
Let me tell you why.
I got witnesses, too.
If you shake your dick and then fucking move, after
you shake your dick, right?
There's still pee.
Yeah. In your dick. So where does that go? Down your leg? Why you want that?
Nah, that's cat. That's cat. Shake your dick effectively.
The piss stop coming out.
Yeah.
There's no piss.
Yes, it'll eventually stop. How long have you had a penis?
How long are you shaking for?
Me?
If you shake it more than twice, you do it.
Bow. Maybe a next bow.
Bow, you good?
But see, you could have just went bow and could have saved that time.
Well, first of all, you're supposed to finish peeing before you're doing this because it sounds like you're still peeing. You know what I'm saying? If you're not done yet, don't shake. Okay, everybody?
I shake and I kind of roll my shit out and wipe the tip.
Danny's uncircumcised.
Oh, God.
Who else? When I say roll my shit out, I meant make sure there's no pee in the shaft still.
So he's the only uncircumcised?
Yes, that's what he said.
Everyone else is circumcised.
I'm not telling you about my dick.
That's okay. I'll ask a bitch.
Talk to the Patreon.
I'll just go, yo,
that's why he don't gotta wear underwear.
He can just pee in his skin.
Right out of shield.
He
walks with
a shield.
And we're back.
Oh my God, we're back. Come on, 3 years. I want to leave.
Shout out to all uncircumcised people, male or female.
Yeah. Wait, you like uncircumcised dicks or not?
I don't mind it. I wouldn't run away like screaming.
Right. Some women be like, they're not fucking a nigga uncircumcised.
Honestly, what I've learned is every time I say I don't want something, that's all I get. If I say I want a guy who's not bald, only bald dudes talk to me for some reason. So if I say I don't want uncircumcised, the last fucking 3 dicks I've seen were uncircumcised, honestly.
Did you suck them?
No, I sucked one of them.
Oh. Yeah. When you suck dick, do you moan?
Yeah. Word. I moan. I fucking go.
You do that for you or you do that for me?
I do it for both of us. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm not doing you a favor. If I'm fucking you, it's because I want to fuck you. So I'm going crazy. And I get turned on from sucking dick. So I'm going crazy.
What? Clap it up for her. Yeah,
I deserve a round of applause for that.
What percentage of sex do you feel like if you actually tried, you would be able to stay completely silent?
Yo, it's crazy because the last time me and my man recorded like us having sex, it was literally nothing but quietness for me and him the whole time. I was like, let's just say, like, I'm watching, like, I'm embarrassed. Like, how am I not making no noise? Like, but I don't know why.
Sometimes you don't gotta make noise. You just breathe heavy.
That's what I'm saying, because I feel like if I'm making mad noise, I'm faking it. And I don't fake it. So bro, do something. If I'm quiet, I'm like, he wasn't really doing much.
You be talking during sex?
Yeah. Like, I have like a porn star voice, so I'll be like, yeah, I'll put your dick inside me. I want the whole dick in me.
That's fire, you guys.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's working.
I don't know.
It's working.
I don't know why I pegged you as somebody that would call somebody bro during sex.
One more time. Bro, how do you know?
Hold on.
Nah, not during sex. What, another commercial break?
What he said?
You don't know why
Why I pegged her as someone that would pegged call her. Someone okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Not during sex.
Fast forward.
No, during sex, maybe like baby or something. But one thing I hate is when they be like, whose pussy is this? I'm like, I don't fucking remember.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, I don't.
Or like, I haven't decided yet. I'll let you know by next week.
That's crazy.
Nah, yeah.
I feel like I asked a shorty whose pussy is this before.
Did she say you?
No, she said somebody else.
Nah.
Damn, I respect her. She's from Brooklyn.
She said not yes.
You said someone else.
My dick got harder.
But yeah.
What?
Okay. Yeah, we'll work for
you. Wait, do you think you like getting violated? Like, do you like to be the one in charge or you like the bitch to be in charge?
Oh, no. We can take turns.
No, and being in charge? Okay, no. You have to pick right now. Either you're the one telling her what to do for the 30 minutes or she's telling you. Pick one.
30 minutes?
The whole First of all, I'm talking about the whole thing from the beginning. Like,
We can alternate.
Not that you fucking... Who fucks for 30 minutes? 10 minutes and goodbye.
I fuck for 30 minutes. I can fuck for a whole hour.
So you're not doing nothing.
Nah, you can.
How many times you come in that 30 minutes?
What?
In that 30 minutes, you should come twice and still stay hard.
How many times you come? Like, me? When the sex...
Why should I come twice?
Why should you?
Why can't just
for
fuck
me,
you for
like
30
minutes? A great man is someone that could fuck you and then their dick still stays hard after
they
come.
That's dumb.
A great man.
There's like 2%
That's
of
like hubby right there.
Good luck.
This is what I'm saying. Why
that's
can't
not
I...
too. Pr- hold that's on, not hold on. Actually.
What's the breakdown?
Fucking for 30 minutes.
You don't want to hear my breakdown's more like he eats pussy for like an hour or two.
Wow.
And then
hour or two.
Yeah, I'm not eating pussy for an hour. No.
An hour?
You don't.
I'll eat pussy for like
20 minutes.
I'm not asking them to do it. They do it because they want to. Like, I'm not timing them. Right,
what's
I just
your preference?
Yeah, but how do you
enjoy? I would rather come in 5 minutes, to be honest. So like if it takes me an hour, not get it over with, but it's like I don't like if I'm about to come, I let it happen. So it's like, bro, if I'm not coming, it's like you're doing something wrong. All you gotta do is listen.
Because
what about
you
edging?
Be
what about edging?
I like that. Yeah.
I love to edge. So I could go for 30 minutes.
That's 2 minutes. That's like the easiest way to make a bitch come. And you're gonna hurt your neck, so you're good.
So what are you talking about?
Like if you edge with what, your mouth?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You said edging.
Yeah, edging what?
With your fingers, I'm assuming.
Well, no. If I'm fucking, I'm just not gonna nut. So I'll hold.
Wait,
the nut
so you're
back.
Not you're not making sure she comes like in general?
She comes
before?
from dick. I don't come.
Why not?
I just explained to you because it feels good when you edge.
Not to me.
I think we were talking about different types. Edging you're talking about dick to edging.
Edging is when you stop yourself right before you nut.
Okay, we're talking about two different
things. What are you
talking
about?
I'm talking about you like rubbing a bitch's clit for like 5 minutes.
So you're edging.
When you type into Pornhub, edging,
I will.
You know what comes up? A man like rubbing a pussy.
Oh, I never seen that.
What are you talking about? You're talking about you want to play just the tip for an hour?
No, I'm fucking you. You're nutting. You're coming.
Who said so?
I'm just saying.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
No, I'm just saying I'm fucking the girl.
Let's pull the curtains back on all this bullshit being screwed here.
I'm fucking the girl. She's not. Look, she's enjoying it.
Okay.
But I'm not coming.
I would get so upset.
Why?
If a man takes too long to come, I'm like, I know my pussy's not trash. So what are you doing?
You're thinking about the wrong things, bro.
No, because my thing is like, don't stop yourself from coming. If you're about to come, come, and then we could do it again.
In 1 minute. No, I don't want to fuck again.
So are you
then leave my house.
Someone else is coming. You're going to be in my crib.
Someone else is coming. Oh, then I'm leaving.
Yeah, we out.
I wasn't going to stay anyway.
Have you
got this whole scenario going on?
Round two, round three type of girl?
If it's good, I'm good with one. But if, you know.
When it's done, I don't
know. No one goes one. Every guy tries to prove themselves to me. It's like,
that's
bro,
the thing. I don't
give
a fuck.
I'm not doing that.
I don't need you to prove yourself, bro. Do it in one time and I'll be happy, bro. If you could make me come from head and then from sex in 5 minutes, I'm happy. We could watch a movie after. If I don't got shit else to do, which I always have shit to do.
have you ever faked a nut before?
I don't fake it, no. I've literally stopped sex before and with the ex from Canada, I've been like, yo, what are you doing?
Word.
Oh, sure.
So,
are you a creamer or a squirter?
I'm neither. Creamer. Like, more like just the whole bed will be soaked in water.
Okay.
Shit. I don't cream. That's nasty.
Mm. It's clear wet.
Yeah.
So you're like a dripping faucet vibes?
Pretty much. I'm like a bottle of water. But that never stops.
What's the word?
Poland Spring or Fiji?
Fiji.
Can we come up with a word for that?
What's
so
that?
It could be like
damn homie
creamer,
pussy.
Squirter, and then the third category?
The damn homie pussy, which is the top tier you could go to.
No, I never experienced damn homie.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
That's why I say, and exactly. So you know what the best pussy is? You know how bitches always say on Instagram, like, oh, I got good pussy. The only good pussy is secret pussy. Bitches that, like, if you, no one knows what it's like, that's good pussy.
I've heard women say the same thing. Like when they hear the niggas that
like just have a certain energy about them, but don't brag about their dick.
Yeah, it's always
it's usually better bad, dick that yeah. they get
Look,
from that person.
I just don't know anybody that fucked you.
Exactly why it's good pussy. No,
have you ever had a Krispy Kreme donut before?
What does that mean? Have I ever got cummed in?
No. Okay, that too. But what I'm saying is, I think there was a point in time where everybody knew a Krispy Kreme donut was like a creme de la creme donut.
Yeah,
you know it because you've tasted it.
Okay,
you know it's the best.
Okay,
so that's what I'm trying to say. Like you kind of
it needs to be
tested.
It needs to be room
not
for comparison.
Kid tested, mother approved.
I
what was that?
On the
pops,
if you want.
kicks. My fault.
Oh yeah,
pops.
Well, come on the podcast.
I think, what's going on?
I said I could bring my ex on the podcast.
Oh, no,
oh, okay. All right, cool.
I've experienced the type of pussy you're describing.
Yeah.
It was, she was literally dripping down her leg, but it wasn't. She didn't squirt and she didn't cream. And
she was
just
crazy.
Wet.
Was she crazy?
I don't know. I think I fucked her once. She hesitated for too long. She touched my dick. She was acting like she didn't want to fuck, but clearly she did because once I got my hand in her pants, shit was down her leg. So I went in, came in like a minute.
And she's that's
like,
so deep.
She's like, really deep?
What really happened after deep? That? Did she stay over? Did you like?
Nah, she was upset and I didn't fuck again. And
never fucked her again?
Nope. And I tried to line it up for the next session, but she just wasn't with it no more.
You feel like he would have had to fuck her again to prove himself?
You have to give men at least 3 chances. The first time is never going to be great. Like, he might be nervous.
You hear that, ladies?
Yeah, give them 3 chances. I'll give you 3 chances.
Her thing was that she hadn't had sex in mad long. So that could be part of the reason why
I
she was
been
so wet. But then I think because this is the first time in such a long time, it's like, damn, I wasted this. She was tight.
Wow,
but
that
still
sucks.
Was fine.
Wait, not, no, bro. See, the type of men I fuck with wouldn't be okay with that. They'd be like sad about it.
I was sad in the moment, but later on, I'm like, all right, you don't want to fuck me again?
You just came and you're sad? That's fucked up.
Tell us about the 3 chances that women should get men.
So, the first time, if it's like, if it's so bad by the 3rd time, then goodbye. I've never fucked them with once. Like, that's crazy. And when I say 3 times, I mean 3 different occasions. It can't be in the same night 3 times.
Oh, for sure.
Like, that counts as 1 occasion. Then you got to give them 3 chances. Like, let him try to prove himself. And if he still can't, I mean, maybe you got a nice personality. I don't know. Maybe you could teach him what to do. Like, it's like, bro, so, it's like, you know, it's
so
not that serious.
It's always that he was doing the wrong thing, not because, like, he couldn't get it up this time or.
It has a lot to do with, I think, chemistry.
Okay.
Because to me, it's like, the best sex I had was with someone with a 2-inch dick. And it's because we had just
what?
The two best. Inch. We had the best chemistry of my
it's
life.
2-inch exaggeration.
You're giving a lot of like, hope out of
I'm not exaggerating.
It's like hard?
This?
No, but hard though.
Yeah.
That's like 3 inches.
Yeah, but how big? How,
that's not 3 inches. That's not 3 inches.
This is going to you?
That's not 3 inches.
2 inches.
Okay,
like,
wait. Let me see your.
This is not 3 inches.
Okay,
this
that.
Is about 2 inches right here.
Damn.
Like this?
His finger.
Pinky.
That's the dick right there?
Yeah.
That size.
This is going into.
Girth too? Girth?
Literally, that's the dick.
And you enjoy it.
And you enjoying and this.
How did I you suck? How did you suck it?
It was so easy. It was the easiest, bro. It was the easiest.
Now show us, like, but show us with your finger.
No, I'm not doing that.
Well, all right.
Only fans, damn, homie alone. That's a minute.
That's a fact.
Every penny. Anything, you're gonna tip me after.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Say thank you.
I'm about to do some competition shit with you. I'm doing some $750 a minute shit. I'm
gonna change up my. What are you gonna be doing?
Plan. I'm gonna figure that shit out, bro.
Videos.
You know, I'm gonna do a nut video with an intro. You know what I'm saying? Like, show myself taking my clothes off and shit with music and shit like that. You feel me? I don't know. I'm thinking out the box.
That would be crazy.
You know what I'm saying? But like some suspenseful music, though. Not like a song. You know what I'm saying? But like,
Well, like the theme from Jaws.
Type shit. Yeah. Facts. Yeah, that's hard.